KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFN, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NVU.
Okay, I have N2PFM and KC2MBU. Are there any other check-ins? N2PFM, George, good evening. I got a golden nugget for you. I don't think I've used this one before, but it's one that I like. And the saying goes, the door of opportunity swings on the hinge of opposition. And I don't remember who said that, but I've heard that one my whole life. So good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and for you and everybody else on the net. Yes, I agree with that. It's 100% true. I've seen that live many a time. You've got a temperature here of 37 degrees on the mountainside, and a temperature range today of 28 to 46. And as of this time, the snow totals here on the mountainside for this season have actually from November to now is 88 inches right on the head. And I got another little nugget for you as well, too. So it says, unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of freedom. That was said by Albert Einstein. With that, God bless, and 73s, then to PFM Clear.
Okay, George, well, thanks for checking in, and glad to see you back here for a couple nights in a row. Check in again. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
Well, we got 36 degrees up on the hill here. And, yeah, I spent most of the day in bed. I doing the kidney stone boogie today. Almost bad enough to go to the ER. Almost. But made it through. Doing much better now.
Oh, roger that. Yeah. My wife had something similar to that here not that long ago. From all reports that I've heard, it doesn't feel very good.
Well, aside from you think you're going to die, I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah, that's pretty much the description I've heard, too. Well, good luck with it. Hopefully it's all good for a while. All right, Ray, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WV2RUQ.
WV2RUQ, my father there, John, on Echo Link, down in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not much. Nice day out. We're up in the 50s, and a little grocery shopping, cooking, and working on income tax. So, get that thing done so government gets what I think is their fair share versus what they think is their fair share. That's about it. Can't think of anything else right now. So, back to you, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
Okay, good check in there. Jeff was out there for today snowmobiling. I guess he put in about 101 miles there on the sled, and he's pretty much done here for the season. He'll be heading home tomorrow. So, okay, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, it was pretty much just a work day. Nothing special here. Looking forward to looks like a warmer weekend. And I feel bad for all those people affected with that fire there last night. I guess there was something like, if I read it right, it was 19 or 29 people displaced. So they're up there, they're being taken care of there. But He says nothing worse than losing your home. So anyway, good luck to them in the future. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WV2RUQ. Yeah, I saw the pictures Eric put out on Facebook, so that could have been a lot worse. As bad as it was, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, Roger, it could have been bad. It was considering how late in the morning it was there. But fortunately, I guess there were some pets lost, but there were no people lost. So, why they've said for 100 years or more not to smoke in bed, I guess. But what are you going to do? All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
So someone was smoking in bed, that's what caused the fire? WB2REQ.
Well, that's how I understand it, but then again, it is an early thing, so that's just that's what's being said, so I don't know. Maybe it's not even true, but that's the way I understand it. We'll find out soon enough, I'm sure. But it's quite a mess up there, and they did I believe it was 7 fire companies there working on it, and it was quite a blaze. All right, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the Black River Valley ServiceNet and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Ray, and John for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. Says KD2AIT, clear.
Repeater in use, N2KKL. This is N2KKL for Oct-10. Do we have any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
Good evening, KC2NBU. No traffic.
KC2NBU, hi Ray. Thank you for signing in. Any others? This is the final call. Alrighty. Thank you very much, Ray, and you have a nice Easter. This is N2KKL returning this repeater to other amateur uses, and I am QSY back to 17.